Again, like yesterday, and like so often, there's something mysterious and there's a lot of stuff happening in the gospel today. And I think we can kind of boil it down to being ready for when the Son of Man is revealed, being ready, eager, anticipating, hopeful. Obviously, life goes on, right? We buy, we sell, we get married, we raise our children, we do all of those things, and that's been going on for thousands of years, but we're still supposed to be ready. Ready. And are we ready? Are we ready? We're coming to the end of the church year, and the readings are more and more and more about being ready and being ready. So, why do you think that there's a lot of people? I mean, you can give me a list of reasons, but let a couple float to the top of your mind. When we think about people who have turned their back on God, who have turned their back on Christianity, who've turned their back on Catholicism, and why? You know, you can say, why? You know, we have a list of reasons. And I don't know what your reasons might include. Because the first reading today, and I'll let you that seep with you for a second. The first reading today speaks about how the glory of God is known in nature. I don't know if you're paying close enough attention, but it's a beautiful reading. It's a beautiful reading about human beings who see the beauty of the world, the fire, wind, swift air, the circuit of the stars, mighty waters, the luminaries of heaven, and they think these things are God's. How much greater is the God that made these things? And the God that made these things is calling us to him. And if we don't find the God that made these things, shame on us, the author is saying. And St. Paul says it also. He says it very, very boldly and clearly. He says God can be known through the reality and the beauty and the majesty of creation. So if that's so, why don't people believe? Could it be they're disgusted by the behavior of people that supposedly do believe? Could it be like, yeah, that sounds great, but look at the people that say they follow God? There's a passage in the New Testament, there's probably one in the Old Testament I'm not aware of right now. Because of you, God's name is blasphemed. And he's talking to believers when he says that. Now again, I'm not asking you to beat yourself up here. But I am asking you to hold yourself up as an example of why somebody would believe, right? I would hope that our lives would reflect some of the light of God. And when our lives don't, that turns people off. So we get to walk outside and see the sunrise and know that the author of life painted that beautiful picture every day. And it's a tiny reflection of his greatness and glory. What a privilege it is to know that, isn't it? What a privilege it is that we know the heavens proclaim the glory of God. Have you ever said that before? Like five times this morning, the heavens proclaim, the responsorial psalm this morning, the heavens proclaim the glory of God. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. And May our proclamation of the glory of God draw others to see and know him, because God is calling us. He's calling all of humanity through the power of the wind, through swift, through fire, and the circuit of the stars and the mighty waters. And so let's pray that our lives help people on their journey to find God.